House Bill 1210, an act to modify contract renewal provisions for school district food service purchases and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1210, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President?
Senator Staggers.
Yes. House Bill 1210 deals with about six school districts that contract out for food service. According to present South Dakota law, they can only bid these contracts out 1 year at a time. So every year, they're constantly rebidding these contracts, and I think you can well understand, if you are a business person, I mean, this is just total chaos. So what House Bill 1210 does, it allows a contract for 5 years. And then each year the contract, both parties can make minor changes in the contract if they want to. But the most important thing about House Bill 1210, once again, is it's going to provide some stability for the school districts and also for those food vendors. Now, this bill is going to require a two-thirds vote. And the reason for that is because of the early implementation, so that the school districts can go ahead in the next few months and get some bids on their food service for 5 years instead of constantly going through the one-year process. If there's anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, would ask you to support this bill. If you look in the current statutes, I think that school districts have this authority already to do it with transportation services, and I would urge you to let them have the flexibility in school lunch programs, because I think they can save some money and end up with some good services. So I would hope that you could support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Thank you. May I ask a question of the sponsor?
State your question.
I know we went over this in Education Committee, but the language of the bill clearly states no contract for the services of a food service management company may exceed 1 year. So I don't think it's accurate to say that the contract is a contract for 5 years. It's a contract for 1 year that's renegotiated every year for 4 years and has a potential option in it when it's drafted. Also, I don't see why you couldn't continuously put an option in your contract. So that language on page 2, line 1 and 2, that says both bid and contract shall specify that the contract can be renewed, but the local school is not required to renew the contract, basically says either you can have a continuous renewal option in a contract, and you can do that every year that you negotiate a contract. Otherwise, you've said no contract for the services of a food management company may exceed 1 year. Then you go on to say no more can be renewed annually, no more than 4 times consecutively. So then you'd be leaving out anyone who wanted to renew after 5 years. Now, you know, I think you need to explain that better than it's written, because the way you've written it is a 1 year contract with a renewal option within it for no more than 4 years. And then I think what you're trying to do is to say, but we can renew this consecutively and continuously for as long as we'd like. Otherwise, you're going to be out shopping for a new food company 5 years from now. Could you explain and answer, please?
Senator Staggers.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that. First of all, I wasn't involved in writing this bill at all. And in the Senate Education Committee, there was a lot of conversation about the wording in this bill. And, you know, I agree with what Senator Everest is saying. This could be written a lot better. But what happened is we had the LRC involved in the writing of this. And also, this language is imitating school bus contracts that we presently have. So, you know, I do apologize for this kind of language, but this is what the Legislative Research Council came up with, and we have talked about this before.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I realize this language is probably confusing. And it was drafted by LRC, but I think part of the reason that it isn't drafted exactly like the transportation contract is because of the federal government involved in the school lunch program. And Senator Everest is exactly right. You have to have an original contract, and that contract can be renewed up to 4 times, which would give you 5 years without rebidding. At that point, you're going to have to rebid your contract at the end of the 5-year period, or you may choose as a board or even a mutual agreement between the board and the school service provider, the school lunch provider, that you don't want to renegotiate and you want to rebid at the end of the 2nd or 3rd year. That is totally optional, I think, up to the parties, as long as it's written into the contract at first. I would hope we can pass this bill. I realize this language is a little confusing, but I think it had to meet some of the federal criteria for the school lunch program. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1210. I would remind the body this requires a 2/3 vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown? Dugard?
Yes.
Dennert?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn-Jim?
No.
Dunn-Rebecca? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Senator Everest? Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangy?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
Lawler? Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy? Rounds,
no.
Schoner,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Valandra,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Whiting,
no.
Senator Dugard,
no.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 8, excused 1.
House Bill 1210 has received a 2/3 majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.